KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's 2 degrees below zero in Atlantic. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today for a part of the KJAN listing area, until 9 o'clock for Shelby County, and until noon for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison counties for very cold wind chills of 20 to 35 degrees below zero. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. And because of those wind chills, we have just a handful of schools this morning that are delaying the start of their classes by 2 hours, and that includes ACGC, Adair Casey Guthrie Center, 2 hours late start. Panorama and West Central Valley are 2 hours late. Also, no morning preschool for West Central Valley. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Iowa State Patrol's Public Resource Officer Ryan DeVault in Western Iowa reports a special emphasis enforcement project related to stop sign violations will take place today throughout southwest Iowa. Trooper DeVault reminds motorists that Iowa law requires that all vehicles must come to a complete stop at the clearly marked stop line on the roadway or before entering the crosswalk area before determining if the vehicle can proceed safely into the intersection. Failure to obey a stop sign could cost you a little more than $210 or even your life. The Iowa State Patrol on Thursday reported on social media that a trooper from Post 3 in Council Bluffs stopped a 19-year-old driver Wednesday night in Fremont County. The man was clocked at 109 miles per hour in a 55 zone, and when asked what the hurry was, his excuse was that he just bought a car and wanted to show his friends how fast it could go. Last week, a young driver who said he was going to see family in Cedar Rapids was clocked at 101 miles per hour. He said he wanted to beat the snowstorm that was about to hit eastern Iowa. A few days prior to that, the driver of a pickup truck was pulled over near Cedar Rapids after his speed on the trooper's radar indicated that the truck was traveling at 119 miles per hour. And during the first week of the new year, an 18-year-old man in the Waterloo area was pulled over for speeding up to 133 miles per hour at a posted 60 mile per hour zone. His fine was $515 plus an additional reckless driving charge. Officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa in Council Bluffs Thursday said former federal agent with the ATF, that's the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, was sentenced in the District Court of Nebraska to 1 year of probation plus a $5,000 fine in association with structuring financial transactions in order to evade a reporting requirement. 52-year-old Paul A. White had previously pleaded to a United States Attorney's information charge in violation of Title 31 of the U.S. Code. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa based on the recusal of the District of Nebraska United States Attorney's Office. According to court documents, from October 29th of 2018 to February 26, 2019, White deposited a total of $99,900 in two banks. He structured the deposits to evade the requirement that banks report cash transactions in excess of $10,000. United States Attorney Richard D. Westfall of the Southern District of Iowa made the announcement Thursday. The Office of the Inspector General investigated the case. Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that on January 13th, they received a report of a burglary and theft from a building in rural Page County located south of Essex. A partial list of the property stolen included a Miller-Matic 211 MIG welder on a cart, a Honda generator, a large floor fan, two logging chains, electric cords, two forced air kerosene diesel fuel torpedo-style heaters, a very large anvil, a child's air-tired tricycle, a set of combination wrenches, a set of half-inch sockets, jumper cables, and welding leads. Those items were in very good condition, authorities say, and should be easily spotted if someone is trying to sell them. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said the burglary and theft is now a Crime Stoppers case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. You can remain anonymous, and when you call, you'll be given a number. And the authorities will ask you to give a contact number for a member of the Page County Sheriff's Office to call them back to get the information about the case. The case is eligible for a Crime Stoppers reward if the information given by the caller leads to an arrest and the filing of charges on a suspect or suspects.
Sheriff's officials in Ringgold County report a man was arrested Wednesday afternoon for felony burglary and possession of burglary tools. Authorities say Ringgold County dispatch was notified by a resident that his surveillance camera caught someone allegedly trying to break into his home. A deputy responded to search the property and outbuildings. After finding a footprint in the snow, the suspect later identified as 27-year-old Wyatt Robert James Champ of Elston was tracked through the surrounding fields until the footprint was lost on the road. A short time later, an anonymous caller said an individual was walking south on Highway 169 by the school. The description given of the individual matched that of a picture posted on social media. Contact was made with Shemp, and when questioned, he admitted to being at the residence of the caller who reported the incident. Shemp was then taken into custody on the charges I mentioned. He was transported to the Ringgold County Jail and held on a $7,000 cash-only bond. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.